Welcome to Eagle Moss Collections. My name is Whitney, floor supervisor. How may I help you?
Yes, I am calling because I am trying to apply or subscribe to the Star Trek Starship Collection. There's a nice offer that you have available for $4.95. I'm trying to subscribe to that. This would actually be my second subscription to your company, because I'm already subscribed to the Star Trek Discovery one. I'm trying to use the same credit card, the same card that I use for the Discovery, and when I try to use it for this one, it's saying that they're having problems processing it, and they're telling me, well, you know, maybe you have to use a different card, or the card's not working, and I'm like,
have
well,
why
is that?
Have you tried to call your contact, your bank, and let them know that you're trying to process a $4.95 shipment?
Yes, that was suggested to me yesterday.
Is this a prepaid debit card?
It's a debit card, yes.
Did they try to place the order for you, or have you just tried to place it?
I tried to place it.
Have we tried to place it for you? We can try it on our end, but if it doesn't accept it, then I'm not sure what else to tell you, sir.
So, okay. Well, the gentleman who transferred me to you tried to do it on over the phone. And as far
and
as you saying,
the same thing?
Yes. So
then we won't be able to accept that card. We don't know what the problem is.
Well, wait. So explain to me how you could take money off my card. You took money off this very same card this morning. How is that?
I can tell you
like
that, sir. Maybe it's not allowing you to use two different the cards on the same accounts, but that's not. Let me see.
Man, I'm looking for a reasonable explanation here.
Well, we don't know, sir. It doesn't give us a reason why your credit card is declined. I couldn't tell you that information, sir. It just tell you it's declined. We don't have a reason why.
It was not telling. It's not saying decline. It's not saying that it's unable to be processed. There's no reason why this card is declined. It's saying unable to be processed. That's what it says.
All right, one moment. Let me see if I can get some information. One moment, please.
All right. Give me this.
Yeah. All right, one moment, please, sir. All right, I'm still with you, sir. One moment.
Okay.
I'm still with you, sir. One moment.
Okay.
All right, I'm still with you, sir. One moment.
Okay.
All right, I'll stay with you, sir. One moment.
All right.
I just have a login, so I can. All right, wait a minute. Let me type this in. I'm on the line with Edelmoss.
Okay, so no one's answering me. All the other supervisors are going to lunch right now. I'm going to get your information and take down and speak with my supervisor to see if she can give me some insight of what's going on to see if we can get this sent over to our billing department and see if they can get it processed.
All right, I would appreciate whatever you can do. Now, just know this, ma'am. You can look my name up in your system. I already have subscribed to your Discovery Starship subscription. I'm already doing that, okay? And you all are taking money off of this very same card that I'm trying to use. You took it out twice already, the last time being this morning. So it's not like you're not using this card or accepting this card. So that's why I want an answer to what you're telling me. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So you're going to call me back?
That is correct. Yes, sir.
Okay, hold on. Let me make sure I got your name right. Hold on. Give me a second here. Let me put it here. Okay, your name again, please. I'm sorry.
It's Whitney.
Whitney. Okay, Whitney, and you are a floor supervisor, you said?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Supervisor. Whitney, if I need to get back to you, how would I do that?
Just call the regular customer service and ask to be transferred to Whitney. I'm the only floor supervisor here named Whitney.
Okay. All right, but you're going to call me. So, all right, what information from me do you need, Whitney?
Is your phone number 508-250-5974?
That is correct.
And what is your first and last name?
Cameron, C-A-M-E-R-O-N, McIntosh, M-C, capital I-N-T-O-S-H.
T-O-S-H.
Yep, and my email is my name backwards, McIntosh Cameron, 1955 at Gmail. That way you can look up my other subscription and they can see that they are using this same card on the Discovery. So there should be no reason why we're having this problem based on what I could tell, unless there's something else going on that neither one of us understands.
All right, one moment. All right, I did go ahead and put this in the system notes as well, so we'll call you back. I'll call you back as soon as someone can give me some insight on it.
I appreciate it, Whitney. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you for calling into Eagle Moss Collections. Enjoy your day.
Thank you. Bye now.
Bye-bye.